Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Hello, this is Andrew, and this is the Witty Music Adventure Show. Right now, I am joined by Quinn on Team Talk. Hopefully, some more people will join us. Greetings. And I think we will continue playing Hector, Badge of Carnage, Episode 2, Senseless Acts of Justice. Hooray. So, bear with me for a moment while I look for the TBRN Messenger, which I will put on this computer. That's interesting.
I'd just like to point out that we have verified we have a new listener this evening, who is a station listener virgin.
Oh, yeah?
He knows who he is.
I don't. But welcome. Let's see, where did I save the TBRN messenger? I think this one. Is it this one, or this one? I don't remember. 2010. I don't know which one is which. Let's try this one. Not the one I want. Okay, let's do the other one. Okay, we are connecting to the messenger. The telephones are online, so you can give us a call at 1-866-558-TBRN and send us a message. What just beeped at me? Well, that won't happen again. Okay.
I know nothing about the beeps.
How about this one?
Was I supposed to hear the dings?
Yes.
Just making sure.
All right, this can close. Where is the... This is the one I want. Here we go. Okay. We're online on Messengers, TBRN Live for AIM, live at tbrn.net for MSN.
Not to be too interruptive, but I've been asked by the new listener to say the word potatoes.
Potatoes? Okay, then. Well. So, let us continue. Hector, Episode 2. Okay. Haunting a psychopath. Haunting? Nope, I just can't read. Hunting a psychopath. Hector, I really thought I saw an A there for a second. Hector has pulled down a twisted trail of meat, sin, sleaze, and more meat.
Scary.
Let me check something on the desktop here. Okay. Let's load EQ up. There we go. Back.
Yeah, I was going to say something sounded a little bit amiss.
Let's see. Game number two, I think, was ours. Where are we? I don't think this is our game.
My bad memory, which is probably just as bad as yours at this point, tells me that we were basically just getting started.
No, we were like in episode two.
Well, I mean, towards the beginning of episode two.
I don't think so. We were pretty much playing it most of last week.
Like I said, my bad memory.
I don't know, you could be right. This looks more correct. We're in here, we got a hose hooked up to the toilet.
I prefer the smell of petrol-soaked hemp over my own filth any day.
That's right, we were trying to turn the whole building into a methane-fueled bomb.
Yeah, so that we can escape this building.
It's all that's left of that laptop from upstairs.
Alright, so let's see, we've got... What's this?
Fashion victim, literally. I feel like they're all watching me. What is this place? Fashion victim.
That was the bodies.
I wonder if a concrete saw could fit down here.
Alright, we got a mangled rifle, a hard drive, and a mop.
Always get someone else to clean up. Words to live by.
I was going to say the mop should be important.
That won't fit.
It's always the most relevant.
Last room standing.
Exit to stained room.
Sit lap. This place just keeps getting weirder.
I wonder what is that supposed to say? Let's see. Sit lap. And there's an upside down R. Suspicious stain.
It's everywhere. There's gallons of it. Much as I hate doing things by the book, I should probably take a sample of this for evidence. Oh, here we are. Perhaps when they find me one day in the far future, they can pry it from me cold, dead fingers to solve the case. Somebody must have been mopping up the evidence. I can't get to it. Now you're just being stupid. Nah, can't be arsed. Can't snag it. Need to hook it with something. That way leads to certain death. That way leads...
Okay.
I take it that would be the big old hole in the ground.
It's a small sample of a brownish stain.
Yeah.
Sopped up by a bit of rubbish and shoved into my pocket with my bare hands. Just like how they collect evidence on CSI.
Let's switch to Lambert. Okay. Lambert's got a hook. We can give the hook to Hector, I suppose. What's this? Look at Urchin's dream home. Yes, remember him? our Lambert's son.
Are you okay, little chap?
It's the third time this week I've had to eat stones for dinner, but yes, I'm okay.
Use hook with open air vent. Okay, then. Let's talk to urchins. Look, I don't know. Here we go. Let's say, could you dance for me again? Say, what's that little wooden thing you're playing with?
Say, what's that little wooden thing you're playing with?
You like it? Go. I made it myself from 483 matchsticks. It's a scale model of my dream house, complete with tiny little match family.
Oh, that mustn't have been easy with a hook for a hand.
It took me 6 years, nights and weekends. This new hand, I should be done in an hour, though.
Just think, one day you could build yourself a real house out of really big matches.
That'd almost be my dream come true. All I'd need then is a family who'd adopt me.
So, this house, why?
My only dream in life is to live in a humble house with a family I can call my own. Maybe with one of them flat screen 3D TVs in my bedroom. I know that's never going to happen, you see.
You never know. Hold on to your dreams, I say. I always dreamed I'd be a policeman, and look at me now, poking about in a soiled trash heap. You really shouldn't be playing with matches, you know.
But they're fun.
But they're dangerous.
Yeah, but they're also fun.
These two things are not mutually exclusive.
What would I need to do for you to get a match? Keeping in mind I already improved your life with that hand.
Well, sir, there's only one other thing I could possibly want, but you've been so kind already, I'm afraid to ask.
Go on, it's okay. The worst I can do is laugh in your face.
Will... will you be my daddy?
What? Aww. Me? Oh, no, I don't think so. Isn't there a 3-day waiting period?
Me?
Aww, you made him cry.
Oh, no, don't do that, no. Please stop. Well, my wife Philomena has always talked about kids.
No, please stop.
Oh, come on.
Well, my wife Philomena's always talked about kids.
You mean it?
She's always saying I'll never do anything right and I can't make a decision on my own. Imagine her surprise if I came home with a new son. Okay,
That sounds like his wife has
some very sound judgment. Yeah.
Oh, sir, you wouldn't be putting me on, would you?
Not a chance, son. You won't be needing your dream house anymore. My house may not be made of matches, but it's a match made in heaven for a lucky young boy like you.
Oh, Daddy, I thought this day would never come.
Don't hug me until you've had a long bath. Until then, make your way down to number 73 Pillock's Way. You'll know it by the blue door and stone cladding. Oh, just wait until you see it, boy. Instead of a house inside a fridge, there's a fridge inside the house.
Oh, Father, finally I'm a real boy.
I'll meet you there. Philomena's going to be so surprised. She can help me pick a name for the little fella. Wait, hang on. Oh, little Tyke's stolen my wallet. Right, I'll get them back off him later, back at the house. Joys of parenting. They're always up to something, those rascals.
Let's see, now we got a house made of
need
matches.
Need to be really careful with it. It's like I'm carrying his dreams.
Aw.
There.
This ain't gonna turn out well.
It's exquisite.
Let's drop it down the hole.
Let's do it.
Pa, I'm sending something down to you. It's very special. It took my son 6 years to make. Please be very careful with it.
We've switched to Hector. He's walking downstairs.
Oh, if only I had a cigarette right now. Oh, if I...
That's when he saw the matches.
Oh, if only I had a cigarette right now. A hook?
With all that makeup, yo, ho, ho. Probably not the best idea.
Now where's the sodding rum?
Let's combine the hook with the mop.
I could go fishing for sharks with this. Really, really dumb sharks.
Okay. Now we've got a hook attached to a mop
last
stick.
Room stand. Last room.
Can I all just go in? Let's use our mop with hook with bucket.
Gotcha! The wheels look a bit loose. Nice set of wheels. Remember, in the land of ordinary pails, the one-wheeled bucket is king. Remember.
That's funny. So now we've got wheels. I think, doesn't Lambert need wheels to fix the shopping cart?
I seem to recall that, yeah.
Okay, now he's got wheels.
Nah, if I add evidence out to Lambert, he'll just run off to forensic with it and forget about me.
Okay, now we switch back to Lambert.
Hey, nice find, Hector. Two and two make four.
Hey, that's pretty good for him.
That's right.
Combine wheels with broken trolley.
Good enough for value land.
Use mended trolley with blonde female.
Surprise! Look what I fixed up nice. A set of wheels.
Aren't you a darling?
At the risk of sounding a little weird, are either of you carrying anything explosive?
Yeah, just this jumbo-sized bottle of Lasplode, poor fens. Right, jump in, Kaylee. Whoa. Oh, for Christ's sakes. Come on, Kaylee. You've got to make the wedding after all.
Congratulations, he's a very lucky man. Return it to Value Land. You'll get your pound back. Is your hair missing that special spark? Try Lasplode. Warning, once applied, avoid contact with sparks.
Hey.
Yes.
So, let's drop that down the vent. Special delivery for Hector.
That goes back to the basement. Airspray? Bloody Lambert, he tries so hard. Great. Now I can do a spot of quiff maintenance before I talk to the press outside, waiting to interview Hector, the town hero.
Let's use Lesplode with Toilet.
Now I just need to light it.
Light fuse.
Lambert, I'm about to light the fuse. Stay back from the wall.
I'm losing signal. I'm coming closer to the wall.
Fuse is lit. Retreat from the wall.
What's that? A treat from the mole? No time for that.
Wall explosion imminent. By now, you should be well away from the wall, safely hidden behind a large object.
I can now physically get no closer to the wall. Please repeat
Ow.
Oh, he's covered in stuff.
You look like crap.
He made it funny.
I think I've got some in my mouth.
Right, let's shake a leg. We've got a bastard to catch.
Have you got any hand sanitizer?
Whoa! The toilet fell and almost hit Lambert, but he didn't notice.
No, Lambert, there just weren't any hostages.
So, you're saying the dummies blew up the building?
No, you spaz, you're not getting it at all.
So, were the dummies...
Gloria, fret not, I'm alive, back in action with nothing more than a bruised shin.
Hmm? Oh, hey, Hector, thought you were dead. Hey, Lambert.
Hiya.
Well, that's it, I'll return from the grave and all I get is a, hey, Hector. Thought your clinical waste bin would be overflowing with soppy tissues at my demise.
No, just the usual brain matter and bullet fragments. Anyway, better get back to it. These bones don't saw themselves.
So what now, boss?
Well, got a few bits of evidence to run by forensics here and the tech lab across the hall. Then I'm going to single-handedly track down this son of a dog end.
What about me? Can I help?
You? Why don't you, yank through some town records or something? Find out everything you can about that building. The building we just blew up.
Oh, right. I'm on it.
What does that say about me that I basically pulled his line right as he said it?
That's Gloria, head of forensics, and Taylor Forensics. So, you're really not overcome with joy to see me alive?
If you really had died, deep down I would have known.
Oh, Gloria, I always knew there was a bond between us.
Plus, sooner or later all the stiffs get rolled in here. Would have run a scalpel through you eventually, eh, Hector?
Here, I got you this.
Oh, Hector!
I found a massive pool of congealed blood at the crime scene. Got you a sample.
Tell me, Hector, when taking this sample, did you hermetically seal it in an evidence bag and note the time and date?
No, I folded it up and put it in my back pocket.
Oh, here, give us a look. Why, Hector, is this your blood?
Ball bags, I hope not. There were gallons of it. What makes you think it's mine?
Because it's 100% barbecue sauce.
Oh.
Slap me ass with a trap. You're right.
Hector, I thought you were the kind of man who could smell a barbecue from the other side of a paper mill.
Let's not forget I've been in the vicinity of three explosions already today, and one was a toilet.
Well, I'd like to help you, but the old crime computer doesn't exactly have a search by condiments classification.
That's all right. I'll take this one from here. Barbecue sauce, eh? A chemical compound of Worcestershire, garlic, capsicia, pectin, sodium benzoate, and sweet, sweet love. No two sauces are alike, but it takes a refined sense of smell to pick out the minutiae. And while my onker may be on the fritz, there is someone I know who just might be able to help.
Let's see. The map came up. Let's see. Foggle, Beef Mart, and Station, and Close Map are my choices. I guess we can head to Beef Mart.
By the way, just to let you know, the message I sent you on IM is very non-time critical.
I saw.
Okay.
Let's see. It's a fly zapper.
Compared to the meat, zapped fly actually smells pretty good. Meat's so rank, those flies have turned vegan.
Use dead flies.
Never know when you're going to need a mittful of dead bugs.
Use dead flies. There's not one you're going to hear every day.
Look at slushy machine.
Better identify myself before I go nicking free samples. That's good advice in any knife-based business. Arse bits in blood. Head bits in blood. Old Dunderbeck's Mince-O-Matic, the meat dealer's equivalent of money laundering. The sauce shelf. Anything to cover up the taste. Dunderbeck's micro-brewed BBBQ sauces. Boot polish, battery acid and beetroot. I don't know what the Q is for, and I don't ask.
Yep.
Ooh, pick and mix. Salmonella, E. coli, Staphylococcus. I'm spoilt for choice.
I think I'll take
a melting melange of discarded viscera. I swear that sausage just moved. That's Cadogan Dunderbeck. He'd fill it his grandmother if you slipped him a fiver. Probably suggest a good sauce for her, too. I'd like a pound of bollocks, please, my good man. A pound of... Wait a minute! I know that voice! Hector, you old truffle pig. Still snuffling around in the offal, I see. How's the bloodlust, beef cheeks? Slaughtered anything hairy lately? Well, I never. Old Hector, it's been a while since you graced these parts. You gone veggie or something? Not a chance. Still as carnivorous as ever. The preferred mealtime dish is still meat with a side order of meat washed down with a glass of meat.
Meat.
I take it your lunchtime bite is still the classic Hector sandwich.
Indeed it is. One slice of buttered bread between two slabs of cooked ham.
Oh, Hector, we shared such fond meat-themed good times. I've yet to meet anyone that appreciates a boneless shin as much as you do. Now, what can I do for you, old friend?
You've always been my go-to guy on meat-connected cases, right?
Aye, we've had some fantastic, disgusting times, haven't we?
You're not kidding.
Let's see. Remember the Centipod Savaloy case? Remember the curious case of the collagen clinic? Remember the dramatic conclusion of the baby back rib roast murders of 95? Remember that guy running about town with the ground beef in his trunks?
The last one, obviously.
Remember that guy running about town with the ground beef in his trunks?
That was me.
So, still business as usual.
Oh, they keep sending out these pesky health inspectors.
How are you still open?
Funny, they never seem to make it back to head office to process their findings. Word of advice, to your ears only, dear Hector. Avoid the second sale bin on the left, marked veal.
Listen, Kentuckan, I need you to take a look at something for me.
Seems I've done more favours for you than I've had gristle in me teeth.
Well, don't forget, I did let you in on one of the only two methods of how to legally kill someone.
Only I wish I knew that before they put me away for 12 years. You still haven't told me the second method.
Maybe one of these days.
I'll hold you to that. Now, what have you got?
Get your schnozzle round that. Tell me what you make of it.
Oh, interesting. Narrowing it down, the protein traces are a young breed, continental European, possibly Charolais.
What about the sauce itself?
Well, the sauce-based ingredients are from a recognisable supply, but have been simmered in a large vat, made in bulk, and filled out with cheap white vinegar.
I don't need a full ingredients list, just take a swing at it.
If I had to make a call, I'd say it has all the hallmarks of Chez Le Buffet restaurant. Except? Something tells me it's not their usual in-house formula. It's been a while since I tore up a Hereford Angus in there, but judging by this, their quality has considerably dropped. Anyway, that's about as close as I'm gonna get you.
Thanks, old friend.
Don't mention it to anyone. Seriously, though, don't.
Ah, now we can go to Chez Le Buffet.
Do you Fancy supply French to restaurant? Chez Le Buffet?
No longer. When they said they were expanding into a new business venture, exploiting every part of the carcass, including the hoof, I had to draw a line.
You never told me you had standards.
What can I say? Beef is my life.
Ah, Dunderbit, there's more to life than meat, you know.
Oh, Hector, you say the funniest things sometimes.
Always a pleasure.
Don't be a stranger.
Okay. Let's see. So,
through these doors have walked some of the most pretentious pillocks in the world. Through these doors have... He looks like Palmer Ham wrapped round a breadstick. Well, if it comes off a cow in any shape or form, it's on here. Oh, rare steaks. Just how I like them. Just cut off the horns and wipe its arse. It's a St. Martyrs of the Ephemeral Rosary full frontal nuns charity calendar from 3 years ago. Wow. It only gets better with age. It's a St. Martyr. So, what's this beef on demand then?
It's our new service. All you can eat beef delivered right to your door. Any cut, any sauce, any time, anywhere.
Wow. The hell?
Sweet another day. Why did I not know about this? That might be the best business idea I've ever heard since those hard hats with beer cans attached.
That's right. Beef on demand. You order, we slaughter.
Nice slogan. Only rhymes in Britain, though.
That's funny.
I'd love to get paid to watch TV all day. Any good detective shows on?
Diagnosis Murders on 4.
I said good detective shows.
No then. Welcome to Chez Le Buffet Takeaways. Order number, please.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4 with extra 5. I don't take orders, I give them. Number 58008. That's my badge number, punk. And I order you to cooperate. Never mind, I'm not hungry.
I don't take orders, I give them.
Oh, no. I take the orders.
Right, so long as we are straight.
Yeah, straight. What can I do for you?
Do you recognise this sauce?
Butterfly? Or maybe a ballerina?
Butterfly? It's not a blimmin' Rorschach test, you jackanape. I was talking about the sauce.
Oh. Oh, that case, truth is, it actually looked like a man sodomising a city bus.
What can you tell me about the man who ordered this sauce?
Are you for real?
It's very important, and may I remind you that by failing to answer correctly, you may be charged with...
harboring a terrorist, aiding and abetting a fugitive of justice, perjury, public defecation.
Last one, obviously.
Public defecation?
Oh, all right. Just don't tell my boss there's no staff toilet on the premises. I was hoping it would get lost in the smell of stewed beef.
Oh, jeez.
I thought that was the stewed beef.
Technically, it was once.
Oh, God.
So, can you confirm with absolute clarity that this sauce came from your restaurant?
Confirmed? Well, actually, not absolute clarity. Where did you find it?
In an abandoned building in the industrial estate, covering about 200 square feet of the interior.
Oh, fiddlesticks. He must be back at it.
Who is?
A delivery driver for Beef on Demand.
So what is your Beef on Demand driver back at, exactly?
Same old tricks, same old pranks, you know, the usual.
Actually, I don't know. Enlighten me.
Can't grass, or he could get done for assault.
You're about to get done with assault.
Seems I've said too much already.
Is this British beef I would be clogging my colon with?
Do you want the official response?
The truth would be a refreshing change.
It's actually a South African zebu, but it was processed in Britain so it can be classed as British beef.
What the chuff is a zebu? I'm not eating some poncho-wearing, moustache-sporting sorry excuse for a cow. What have you got for someone with no cash or debit card?
I've got a slightly snotty middle finger.
I'll pass.
No, really? Free of charge?
That's interesting, because... isn't that, an American insult?
I think it crosses... I think that's actually an English-speaking cultural thing.
I was pretty sure our reverse peace sign was their middle finger equivalent.
Not that I've ever heard of.
Really? I'm surprised.
Yeah. I do know, however,
I'm fairly sure.
I know Japan is completely different. You never want a Japanese person, as an American, you never want a Japanese person giving you the okay symbol. I've got a story about that, but I'm not going to share it here.
So, would Beef on Demand deliver to the industrial estate?
Oh, sure. Is that where you found the stain? The industrial estate?
Wait a minute. I never said anything about the industrial estate. It's you. You're the terrorist.
What?
That always works on TV. Might I be able to speak to your delivery driver from Beef on Demand?
I am not at liberty to divulge that information.
Oh, you could got a law degree for their birthday.
The security of our drivers is of the utmost importance to Shay LaBeouf.
Oh, really? But sending them out into Clapper's Reek with a truckload of meat with nothing to protect them from the horns of ravenous tramps that roam the streets is considered good company practice, is it? How do I get hold of this mobile meat machine?
Simple. You sign up for the service.
How much is the service?
Our executive beef on demand package has a £500 a month sign-up fee.
You what? I could purchase the car for that.
You could, but you still wouldn't get the number of the driver.
Come on, son, let's not make this any more painful than it needs to be. Cough up the number, no pun intended.
Customers only.
What if I was to leave a nice, crisp £5 note on your desk?
Then I would take the note and put it in my pocket and tell you that the number is for customers only.
Listen, unless you want me to rearrange your snot-encrusted features all over your face into an even more grotesque arrangement than God saw fit to give you, give me the delivery driver's number!
No, cashy, no, numby. Now, are you going to order something or not?
So how much to sign up for beef on demand?
500 quid, and we throw in a steak tartare.
A free lump of dodgy uncooked mince is hardly an incentive to place an order for all-you-can-eat beef. One order of barbecue sauce to go, please.
You can't just order sauce.
Never mind. Not hungry.
Okay, then.
Hey, isn't there some show on now about conjoined octuplets?
Really? Those shows are so gross. What channel?
It's called Eight Heads, One Arse or something. Keep flipping, you'll find it.
So I just stole their donation tin from the table.
Oh, wonderful.
Chump change from a chump's change jar. Looks as comfy as the ones out front of me old headmaster's office and gives me the same sense of dread.
I looked at the chair in the room.
I don't like the tone of his face.
Who is this?
Do you need help, sir?
This guy.
No, I don't. I need...
Ah, sir, I can gain from your overall appearance that you do not have a reservation.
What's wrong with my appearance? I've got a tie on. Oh, hang on. No, I don't.
Sir, please be directing your motivating query to the shiny new takeaway station right over there.
Chez Le Buffet. Sometimes quantity is worth paying for. That man has no business expressing that much contempt while wearing that hat.
They got, like, ridiculous cow udder hats on.
Oh, gosh.
So it's like, if you can imagine, like, a fancy restaurant that has, I guess, gone non-fancy, but still pretends to be fancy...
So it's basically Chuck E. Cheese, but it looks high-end in some way, shape, or form.
Yes. I've never been to one of those, actually, so I don't know. I guess there's not much to do here. We could head back to the station, I suppose.
What's disturbing is that I have a very clear mental image of what the other hats look like.
Suppose I'll better pay a visit to the grand geek across the hall. I hate that smug bastard. He rules over that filthy computer lab like a cockroach on a moldy bagel. Solid base. Detective inspector. Deep inside his own mind, he's probably an orc or something.
Orc, please, level 37 wife and baby, with the dexterity of a Valkyrie, if you catch my meaning.
I really don't. Thought you might like a bit of a challenge.
Challenge? Please.
I gave him the hard drive.
See what you've got. Where'd you get this? Crime scene. Oh, I thought this might have been your personal laptop, which you shot after all your crops died on Farmville. What's Farmville? Here we go. Major Corrupto, obviously, given the state, but still a few blocks snaggable with a wee bit of interp. What are you doing? If I attempt to explain it to you, what are the chances you'll comprehend? About the same as speaking Portuguese to a Chelsea band.
Yep, okay.
Few nuggets of infotainment just floated to the top. One, all the personal data's been corrupted. I've got no names, addresses, phone numbers, accounts, nothing. Probably stored on a bit of the laptop that got shot. Yes, it was probably stored on the bit of the laptop that got shot. Two, in what little data that is on here, there's a number of references to the Clapper's Reek Police Service. It's got CWPS all over the place.
Weird.
I concur. I'll keep poking at it, see if it leads anywhere. Third, I was able to run a trace on the guy's IP.
IP?
Oh, Internet Protocol Address. Lost. Everyone who uses the internet is assigned an IP address. I've got his.
What good is that?
Well, in the time it took me to say I've got his, I hacked into all the ISPs in the city and tracked his virtual IP address to a physical address.
Does it have a door?
One that a real policeman like me can knock on and collect answers. And in the time it took you to ask such a dumb question, I already transferred the coordinates to your GPS.
My GP what?
Google it.
You can keep that.
Already did.
Furry Furnace.
What are you, an idiot?
Yeah. What do you expect me to do with that besides shoot myself out of boredom with this conversation? Bit harsh, considering all I said was here. God, please end it now. Well, this one's broken, but I'm sure I can get you a Glock from evidence to do the job. Just keep talking. Maybe I'll go back talk to Gloria. I'll feel more intelligent round her.
What's the matter? Too smart in here for you?
No, it's probably just because she's a woman. I've got nowhere with this rifle yet.
If you ask me, it sounds like you're not trying hard enough.
Trying is what I keep you around for. It's fun to watch. I'll ask around again, see what comes up.
That's the spirit.
That is one big heap of dead negotiators. There's Harvey, Phillips, Kinderman. Holy mother, the old men's choir is in there. This year's nativity play's gonna suck eggs. Must have been really desperate sending in Wigston to negotiate. Poor sap's got Tourette's. Hey, Gloria, want to see what I've got in me trousers?
Am I going to need a microscope?
Dirt it. It's pretty big.
Oh, my. You know how to impress a girl. There's trace evidence of something. Odd. It's an adhesive polymer composed primarily of nitrocellulose, mica, benzophenone 1, and toluene dissolved in a solvent of butyl acetate.
What?
If I'm not mistaken, all these things can be found in a specific blend of pigments and adhesives to produce a desired attraction effect in courting rituals or simply for presentation.
No.
This looks to me like a trace coating vial number 69105 of Aphrodite's Latex 90.
Who with the what now?
Common household nail varnish.
Oh, blimmin' hell, woman, why didn't you just say that in the first place? I should arrest you for impeding my investigation.
We don't get much drama around here.
So the terrorist is a woman?
Not necessarily.
Cross-dresser, then?
No, it's not like this concentration's around the trigger. It's more of an overall coating, like the varnish and gun were housed in the same location.
Guns and beauty products. Where would I find those together? What? Oh, come on, don't make me drag it out of you with tweezers and a cotton swab.
I start at Doreen's. Let me give you the address.
Doreen's?
And don't be shy about picking me up one of those bath bombs to say thanks.
Okay, now we got two other locations on the map. Shall we head to the Furry Furnace or Doreen's?
Furry Furnace.
Okay, then.
Oh my holy hell. Who comes up with this stuff?
Hey, this thug looks like that same thug from the first episode, with the guy with the thing.
Ah, yes.
That guy looks strangely familiar.
This phone booth looks strangely familiar.
One for the Americans. They love the blooming phone boxes. I don't know why, they're just blooming red, for God's sake.
But it's got an antenna on it.
The places I go in the name of justice.
Talk to Bouncer.
Stand aside, Kong. Why not? It's not like you've got a queue here.
Dress.
You want me to wear a dress?
Code.
You serious? A dress code? Yeah.
Shirt.
Ah, figures. The one day of my life I sacrificed my shirt for the good of the town. And look where it gets me.
Maybe he wants some money.
What if I slip you 50p? Ah, go on, take it. That's enough for a banana down at the newsagents.
Okay.
Who would I call? I don't have any friends.
Okay, then.
I can't combine those things.
It doesn't seem to me. Well, maybe we can just... Let's say, I'm going to need to speak to the manager. Why, a gentleman's club. I'd like to partake in the pleasures of your fine establishment. What's your dress code again? I'm leaving before this gets ugly.
Why, a gentleman's club. I'd like to partake in the pleasures of your fine establishment, my good man. Oh, goodness me, I've dropped 20 quid in the gutter over there. Would you mind picking it up for me? Why?
Not a free thinker.
I'm gonna
obviously
need to speak to the manager. Hey, have you guys got internet? You're hindering a police investigation. Are you happy with your broadband? I'm leaving before this gets ugly.
Okay, let's try the other place, I guess.
Doreen's Nail Bar and Army Surplus. Beauty products and guns. I just sprang me brain thinking about it. And while we're at it, who are these clowns?
Let's see. Drip for a dosh.
Drip for dosh. Catchy.
I guess... It's like a blood donor.
Oh, someone give that guy a Nutribar.
This guy looks like he's about to die.
My blood's worth a lot more to me inside my body. I wonder if they sell nail guns.
That's funny.
What are you right?
What?
I was just agreeing with the sentiment.
Hot diggity, you're pale. Did you forget to remove your shirt before adding the bleach?
Been sitting on this plastic chair all day, hooked up, waiting for my art to pump some blood into my arm to earn a bit of hard cash.
And I thought my day was crap. How long have you been sitting here?
Almost an hour.
And the bag's only a quarter full.
I'm on to my fifth bag.
I brought bodies to the morgue that were fresher than you.
Hey, you seem like a nice guy. Think you could help me out a bit?
I know I'm gonna regret this, but how?
Just a pint or two, just to get me through to the end of the week.
Are we talking lager here?
No, blood, please. Just enough to fill this bag, then I can stop at the chippy on the way home.
Your kids need a father more than they need chips.
They'll manage.
That would have been a really good opportunity for the, he doesn't have enough blood in his alcohol stream joke.
Yeah.
I don't give blood. I usually spill other people's if they start to get on my wick.
Go on, give me a drop. As a freebie, I'll throw in the office stationery. How'd you like a box of only 1 year out-of-date wall planners?
I'll pass.
Or I'll hit you up with a couple of packets of US letter printer paper.
Blasphemy. Good old British A4 is all I'll ever use. Same printer paper as the Queen of England herself. Are you seriously asking me for blood? What's in it for me?
Oh, come on, I'm not a bad man. Help me out. If I was in your place, I'd do anything to help a friend in need. Give you the shirt off me back, I would.
He would, you know. Nice guy, that Barry.
Oh, don't mention it, Ted.
That sounds like a very blatant clue.
You say something about the shirt off your back.
Well, what about the office supplies? Multi-pack of fluorescent highlighters?
I distinctly heard you say the shirt off your back.
But...
You did say shirt, Barry. You can't backpedal on a verbal contract.
Ah, phooey. I suck at negotiation.
Yeah, explains why you're still trying to shift those highlighters. So if I give you some blood, you'll give me a shirt. Deal?
But you did say a shirt, Barry.
Ah, fooey. I suck at negotiation.
Okay.
It's been real. I've given enough blood in the line of duty. Seems a bit shifty. Wouldn't have expected that from someone in the blood trade. Excuse me, is it?
Okay. So how am I supposed to...
Oh, someone give that gun. So, what brings...
You would not believe how much the demand for door-to-door office supplies has plummeted.
I blame the internet. But then I blame the internet for just about everything.
I've turned to selling my own rapidly diminishing blood. If I don't, my wife will be forced to shop at Lidl.
Look, I've already established you're a loser. There's no need to give me the backstory to prove it. It's been real. Gun used in a crime? Drop it here.
Night drop box. That's funny.
I'll steal yourself. Who knows what's in there?
Then, shock horror, the Bags and Beyond sales assistant lifts the last Gigi Logie out of the window and sells it?
No.
I knew. I practically died right there. What did you do? Well,
a woman here with a dog in a purse.
I waited patiently for the cow to exit the shop, and I shot her in a fat leg. You didn't. I did that a favor. She would have been the Queen of Ming with that handbag and her permatan. What did you use? The semi-auto? Yep, good old dependable semi. You're absolutely right. Very practical. I can tell you now, it'll come in super handy when sale season rolls round. Welcome to Doreen's Nail Bar and Army Surplus. Clapper's Rig's foremost destination for all your manicure and military needs.
An actual sun lamp. Why doesn't she just spray paint herself orange like everyone else? The opposite of scary female. It's full of nail clippings.
Wonderful.
Buggeration puts the twat weapon stash to shame. Scary female alert. I'm Detective Inspector Hector. I'm investigating a terrorist attack that occurred earlier today.
Are you now? Well, I don't mind telling you. I have a bit of a thing for the good guys. I'd love to find out what's really behind the badge.
Oh, bugger. Not one of these conversations.
Are you the owner of this establishment? I must request your full cooperation concerning this investigation. Mind if I ask you a few questions? Are you the sort of person who can find innuendo in everything I say?
The last one, of course.
Are you the sort of person who can find innuendo in everything I say?
Well, you know the old expression.
I'm sure I don't.
Why stop at one entendre when you can make it a double, eh?
Would you mind examining an item I have in my possession?
Oh, I'll examine anything you like, big stuff.
Look, I thought very hard about that last sentence to phrase it in a way that you couldn't possibly think I was flirting with you. If I'd said, would you mind running your hands over me weapon, it would have been a totally different story.
I don't know what you're on about.
I need to know if you've retained any record of who purchased this rifle.
Very bad shape. Yeah, I remember this one. Took me a while to get the shaft sprung correctly. I'm sure you don't have that problem, officer.
Oh. Do you know who last acquired it?
I might. Over there I have a filing cabinet with all the signed sales receipts from the past 30 days. But I operate on a strict privacy guarantee with all my customers.
Oh, just what I need. An honest criminal.
Let's see. I need that information. What sort of services do you offer here? Doreen, would you mind laying off the sexy talk?
Seriously, I need that information.
I can't just hand over my keys to any man who walks in off the street. I get repeat business because I'm faithful to my customers. I'm just a faithful kind of girl.
Except when I'm not.
Oh, crud. Look, yeah, it's really important that I get into your filing cabinet.
Sorry, you're not getting any access to my private area.
Oh, don't say it, don't say it.
At least not until you've taken me out to dinner first.
Oh, can't take much more of her. What sort of services do you offer here?
Our services include manicures, pedicures, oiling, barrel scouring, waxing, tanning, reloading, calibrating, head and hand massage, firing pin or hair replacement and therapy.
What sort of therapy?
Anything from aroma to post-traumatic stress.
Do you do gift vouchers?
We do. Available on request after a 3-day waiting period and full background check.
Do you have a licence to sell weapons?
Of course I do. I'm legal. Barely.
I don't need any beauty treatment.
I saw that one coming.
Let me see your hands.
I'm not comfortable with you touching me.
Oh, come on. Just one, then. Ooh, nasty. Your skin definitely needs a bit of rejuvenation. We offer an intensive therapy for dry, parched, powder-burned hands. An exfoliating sweet pomegranate hot oil treatment followed by a moisturising warm towel massage. And a complimentary 23-round extension for your shotgun.
Ooh, I want one of those.
I don't need any guns either.
If you're unsure, we can make it easy for you. Take our What Firearm Suits Your Lifestyle questionnaire.
Any specials today?
I recommend the Sniper's Combo. Pick one item of precision artillery and we'll throw in a relaxing eye therapy session and a hand massage. Remember to breathe out as you squeeze the trigger.
Any other specials?
Surveillance special. That's a pair of night vision goggles and an ear candling.
She keeps Doring,
I like you, Hector. It's undeniable there's chemistry between us.
The only thing between us is a glass cabinet full of merkins and a sense of awkwardness.
You really want access to my private records? Let's just say I'm willing to be persuaded.
By records, you actually mean the physical ones with customer signatures on.
Oh, it'll be physical, all right. Jeez, you never let up with your flirting, do you?
I can assure you that's the last thing I'm doing. Are you asking me out?
No, you're asking me out. I've got something you want, and you've got something I want.
What do I have, dare I ask, that you want?
I'd like to learn more about your interrogation techniques.
Oh,
I'll bring me truncheon.
Oh, now you're talking.
Oh.
Isn't there a much less contrived way of gaining access to your files?
Afraid not. If you really want to impress me, why don't you take me out for a nice dinner?
Depends on what you mean by nice. I know a nice little kebab place down on...
Oh, I know. Chez La Buffet.
Oh, crotz.
Reservations in that place are as rare as the meat they serve.
I know that crap hole. I can't imagine it'd be that hard getting a couple of seats in there.
You'd be astonished. Even Leisha over there had to wait a month for a table. She's barely Z-list. Isn't that right, Leisha? Huh? Sorry, I was just thinking about how nice it's going to be dining at Chez Le Buffet tonight with my faithful footballer husband, Shorty Polchester. Did I mention he's a footballer?
Honey, if you take me there, I might just give you all the access you ever dreamed of.
Does it have to be Chez Le Buffet?
Do you know of any other upscale restaurants on your little map?
No.
All righty then. Chez Le Buffet it is.
Just lingering, thanks. Good day, miss.
It's Mrs. actually. Mrs. Leisha Polchester of the Polchesters. Perhaps you've heard of me?
No, thankfully.
That's okay, we don't exactly float in the same pond.
I would have said cistern myself.
Nice.
Wait a second. Polchester, Shorty Polchester of Clatters United.
The very same?
Oh, Shorty. I've lost many a shilling to that overpaid groin injury and overrated public tosspot. Say, wasn't he the one that got the entire English women's football team pregnant during a 2007 World Cup training session in the Algarve?
You didn't believe that story, did you? You're probably one of those guys that reads the papers.
So you're the latest bit of crumpet that's masquerading as Shorty's missus, then?
The latest? The one and only, you mean? The love of Shorty's life?
But I thought Shorty was shacked up with some brunette tart that used to present the coveted 3 to 4pm jewellery section of the PVC shopping channel. Just once, I wish I could have been that 4-carat sovereign pendant depicting the entire cast of Hotel Babylon she was running her fingers over.
It was 8-carat, thank you very much.
That was you? Well, bugger me.
Greetings, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. What's up, Brian?
Oh, nothing much.
So, it's gotten very quiet. Oh.
And what game are you guys playing this week?
We are playing Hector, Badge of Carnage.
Oh, good. And I have some news to tell you guys today on your show.
Oh?
Zoe had a small heart attack 2 days ago.
What?
Zoe from that other radio station had a heart attack 2 days ago, so she had to go to the hospital to get well. Now she's back home recovering now.
My God. That's terrible.
Yes, I know.
Huh. At the risk of being insensitive, I have no idea who you're talking about, though.
Andrew, I'll explain to you at some point.
Okay. If somebody had a heart attack that somebody here knows, then I feel badly. So, but, yeah. Ugh. So what else is new, Brian?
Nothing much, and too bad I couldn't listen to your show last week.
Oh. Yeah, I've been so busy with work. I gotta upload the last couple of shows still online. But, that's about it. Let's see, so what are our choices in Hector here? So, you and Shorty, a happy pair then? Getting a head-to-toe makeover, big night planned? What should we choose? I think we should keep grilling her on her husband.
yes.
So, you and Shorty are a happy pair then?
Totally. The press even have a name for us, you know, like Brangelina or Benifer. They call us Shisha.
Benifer. Good job your name wasn't Kitty.
Silly. My name is Leisha.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So I hope you have a good show today, Andrew.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling.
I'll talk again next week then, Andrew.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
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 Okay, I guess. Oh, what's this?
Getting a head-to-toe makeover. Big night planned.
Every night's a big night when you're me, darling. Tonight I've managed to pull some strings and get us a romantic table for two at Sexy Chic Shayla Buffet.
Bedroom eyes from Shorty and a steaming trough of warm meat. That's actually on my bucket list.
Honey, it's on everybody's bucket list.
Yeah, I guess so.
How would one go about scoring a table at Shayla Buffet?
Easy. Just be me.
As much as I'd love that to happen, I'd never get anything done. I'd just stay at home and play with me fake breasts all day.
Ah, yes, Sundays are the best.
I need a table at Shayla Buffet.
Better head down there and sit on a cancellation standby then, darling. You can't have my table. I'm so excited about tonight. A flock of wild sheep couldn't get me to call it off. Unless those sheep came in the form of unequivocal proof that my Shorty was messing around with some fat slag floozy, Which would never happen because I'm his one and only.
I'll just bet you are. No, I really, really need your table at Chez Le Buffet.
Nice try, but it's just me and Shorty tonight.
Ciao, darling.
Okay, then. Not sure where to go here. Okay. I'm gonna regret this.
Oh, look.
Merkins, 30% off. What the X are Merkin?
They're, for women.
What for?
They wear it someplace.
Someplace? What, like at the beach or something?
Down there?
Yeah, that's right, fella. The beach.
I'm an alpha male. Get
I
me
hear
out
it gets rather her. Sandy down there.
I'm an alpha.
Great. Now I smell like lavender.
All right, I think it's time to get a couple of hints here, because we don't seem to be getting anywhere new. So, get hints. Next, you'll be asking me to play the game for you. Do you really want to give up now? Yes.
As much as I loathe asking your opinion, I could use your help with this case.
Really, boss? Wow, I love to help. What's the problem?
Hey, give me a bank card. I need 500 quid.
Sorry, Philomena's got my bank card. You know I don't bring it to work in case I get mugged at the station.
Thanks for nothing. Suppose I'll have to resort to selling me body now.
I think I'll ask Lambert something else. I think I need a proper hint.
I think I need a proper hint.
Quick, Lambert, I need blood.
Shot again, eh?
No, not for me. Some guy downtown. Says he'll give me his shirt for some blood.
Weird. Well, normally I'd say right here, but I think Gloria just used the last bag of it on Linklater. Turns out he survived.
Bollocks, I owe that guy a tenner. Thought I was in the clear.
I'm sorry. Gonna have to find somewhere else like me to have copious amounts of blood. Good luck.
I think I need a proper hint.
Back in just a moment. I have to step out for literally 2 minutes.
Back here again, are we? What's the matter? Police work too tough for you? Well, you know what they say. In times of stress, hardship, and survival, that is when a person learns his true character. Here you are in the hint system again. I had you pegged right away. This thing's funny. By the way, don't forget about Lambert in forensics. He's like your Yoda. Imagine if Luke got to Dagobah and found Lambert living in a hut eating bark. Universe doomed. Anyway, we need to talk about Doreen. I can't stop thinking about barbecue beef. There's something troubling me about the sex club. I think I've completed all three leads, but I can't quite solve the case. Okay. How about, I can't stop thinking about barbecue beef. Let's see. The little snot rag won't cough up the number for beef on demand. Let's see. Pardon me for making the grand assumption that you'd made it this far without trouble. If you don't know who the little snot rag or beef on demand is, you should ask yourself if you're cut out for thinking games, and perhaps stick to jigsaw puzzles, or Barbies, or first-person shooters, or Xbox. So, he's not going to give you the beef driver's number until you've signed up for Beef on Demand. No problem. A mere 500 pounds should sort that out. Oh, right. You spent that on cigarettes and a new boiler last week. Guess you're going to have to resort to selling your body. Or someone else's. What's this about selling my body? Have you encountered the blood... I can't read. The blood collection van yet? Ball bags. This is an investigation, not a sit on my arse and hope somebody solves it for me. Ingation. Bloody guy also does organs. They don't even have to be yours.
There we go. I had to return dishes to the kitchen and get more sugar-laden beverage.
Ah. Okay.
Bloody Jameson. Guy owes me £5. I wonder what my head weighs.
Did he just repeat over part of this, the voiceover?
Yeah, I guess it glitched out or something. Send a message to the TBRN messenger.
I'll have to find it. Just a sec.
Either on AM or MSN, doesn't matter. I'm just curious.
Alright, stand by.
If I have it set correctly. Because I have the sound off, so it doesn't go into the show. But I want to make sure it actually pops up on the screen.
I think this is the right contact. Give me just a sec.
Let's head back to...
There we go. We should have a message.
Hmm. Nope. That's very strange and very frightening.
There is an account online that says TBRN Live. That's chose it from the ADM contacts menu.
Well, I mean, I'm logged in as it, but definitely nothing here. What the hell? What is going on? So clearly,
I'll add it to AIM and send it something there as well. Give me just a sec.
So clearly, the messengers don't work.
It's still online. I know that much.
Huh. This doesn't make sense. Now it's not online. What the heck? Try this. Let's just check something here. Open file location.
It appears either TBRN AIM has to authorize me or that it's currently offline.
Well, it is currently offline. Let's see. Okay. What machine is this? This is irritating. Just bear with me while I try and find out why this thing doesn't want to work like it's supposed to. Okay. Wow, that's incredibly slow. Really? It's 5 megabytes. What's this thing doing? Seriously? Okay. Let's go here now.
Clue me in to when you bring that thing online if you do, and I'll send it a message.
Okay. Attempting to copy it from one place to the other, and for some reason, it's going extraordinarily slow. I don't know why.
Weird.
It's 15 megabytes, for God's sakes.
And you're doing this over the LAN?
I thought so.
Wonderful.
This freaking NAS is worthless. I gotta get a new one. Okay. Now this is much better. The This is the one I want. I did click the button. All right. Messengers should be back online.
There we go. I actually heard it make the online sound.
Now it works. So, there you are.
Go. You should have a test message.
I see it. Good. So that was strange. What the hell just happened? Okay.
Just making sure they both work.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Weird. Okay, so...
Gotta love technology.
Why won't this guy talk to me?
I was wondering, customer.
Fucking... Why, what am I supposed to do?
Well, those things together. Now you're just being stupid.
Alright, I need more hints.
As much as I really bother... What are they like? No.
Alright. Just doesn't appear to be working.
Strange.
An alphabetized smorgasbord of human cruelty. So, Gloria.
Hector, don't get me wrong. I'm really happy to see you, really. I've just got this pile of stiffs to work through before Corrie comes on. So if you've got something specific you need me to look at, hand it over. Otherwise, I'd better be getting back to it.
Right. Some other time, then.
And there's not going to be anything of any use whatsoever here. Probably nothing here. This guy won't. I tell him to,
So if I give you some blood, you'll give me a shirt. Deal? But you did say a shirt, but half. It's been real.
Okay, completely useless. There's nothing I can do over here. Well, I can use coins with the phone booth, I guess.
Who would I call? I don't have any friends.
Exactly. So, I mean, basically, I don't know, I guess the game's over.
Maybe I'll just aimlessly wander the streets for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah. That's pretty much what's happening.
Plenty of advice.
That's basically, that's the state of the game at this point. I'm getting very annoyed.
As much as I loathe. Really?
Oh my god.
Quick, shot again. No, weird. Whoa, no bollocks, I owe that guy a tenner. I'm sorry, gonna have to find...
This is ridiculous. Your hint system does not give me a fucking clue about what I actually want to know. trying to read these useless hints that have no bearing on our current tasks.
Oh, wonderful.
Blah, 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 yeah, blah, blah. Okay, but I can't get into this place, so it makes no fucking difference. Okay, I've had it.
Solid bite.
I think it's time to relax. So I quit. And speaking of relaxing, I know just the thing to tide us over for the remainder of the show.
It sounds dangerous, whatever it is.
Could be. If it wants me to allow me to scroll back and forth. Here we go. Oh, a friggin' commercial? I don't want to hear this or see it either. Alright, we will wait till this terrible commercial is over. Yay for noise. Lock your doors. Oh, I guess it's a horror movie. Hide your eyes? What kind of movie would want you to do that?
That sounds counterintuitive, don't it?
Hello, welcome to my relaxation recording. I offer this free on the internet as something to listen to when you're feeling stressed, when you want to take some time out, when you want to tell the world to go fuck itself and escape into your own mind. When I was a teenager, I used to feel a lot of anxiety. I still do. We all do. But I remember always listening to relaxation tapes on good old audio cassette. So it's another relic of my own past, and...
Unfortunately, the audio quality of this is not very good. There's nothing I can do about it.
I'm not complaining. It's actually
it holds some
kind
nostalgic
of
value to me. That's why...
a nice, warm quality to it.
Yeah, if anybody doesn't recognize, this is James from Cinemassacre, also known as the Angry Video Game Nerd.
Oh, yes.
Figured I'd make my own recording to share with all of you. Here, I'm going to tell you some relaxation techniques with an emphasis on mental images that you may find enjoyable or incredibly bizarre. First, we're going to release any stress you're feeling in one atomic blast. Then, you're going to let your body relax as you become an ancient mummy rotting away. You're going to go floating up to the sky. You're going to go gently falling down like a feather and then go beyond your imagination. Let's begin. When life seems frustrating, makes you feel miserable, some people see therapists. Therapists. The rapists. You don't want to see the rapists. You want to sit here and listen to me. The sound of my voice is the best thing you've ever heard in your life. And where you're laying is the best place you've ever been. You are laying down, right? Well, you should be. Close your eyes. Get in a comfortable position. Maybe lying on a couch, on a bed, on a bearskin rug. Maybe you prefer to lay on a plank on a pirate ship. Maybe you want to hang upside down like a bat. Whatever works for you. Whenever you listen to a relaxation tape or a CD or whatever, they always tell you how to be. But you don't have to listen to anybody. You could lay out on the street in the middle of traffic, right in the middle of Times Square. But if you can relax like that, then you don't need to be listening to this.
Yes.
Make sure the phone is turned off. Nobody's going to interrupt you. No distractions. You deserve this time. Right now, it's like outer space. Time has no meaning. That ticking clock on the wall is going to get a bazooka to the face. You're going to kick that grandfather clock down the staircase. What now, bitch? Maybe you had a shitty day. Maybe someone pissed you off. Fuck 'em. Maybe something bad happened that really upset you. Maybe you spilled milk, then you slipped on it. That slippery milk. You fell on your grandma's skateboard. You went sailing across the room. You smashed yourself through the kitchen window. You fell onto a trampoline and bounced into the air. You got chopped up in the propeller of an airplane flown by Porky Pig. Your pieces scattered all over Runyon Canyon Park in Hollywood, where dogs piss and shit all over your remains. That's annoying, isn't it? Whatever's bothering you, whatever's making you worry and causing all your stress, just tell it to go fuck itself. Tell it to fuck itself hard. Give it the finger. Flip it the bird. Give it both middle fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Do it right now.
Both middle fingers.
Both your middle fingers. Extend them as hard as you can. Tighten your fists as hard as you can. Feel the tension of your middle fingers. In your mind's eye, see your middle fingers growing into long blades, severing the heads of your enemies.
Wonderful.
Tighten your feet together by cringing your toes. Squeeze those toes as hard as you can. See yourself stepping on buildings. Civilizations crumble at your feet. Open your mouth as hard as you can. Feel the pressure of your jaw. In your mind's eye, see flames coming out your mouth. You're breathing fire like Godzilla. In fact, the real Godzilla is so scared he's running away like a sissy. Tense up every muscle in your entire body. Fold those middle fingers back down and now instead tighten your fists. In your mind, you're smashing the world to oblivion. Tense yourself up as much as you can. Just don't shit your pants. Feel your inner rage surge through your body. Your anger can be felt everywhere. The Emperor from Star Wars can feel your anger, and he's scared shitless. Darth Vader doesn't even need to throw him down the reactor shaft. He jumps down himself. In fact, you know what? You just blew up the Death Star. Your mighty roar can be heard ripping through the entire universe. Breathe in all its cosmic debris. Breathe it in. Inhale. And now, get ready to release all your tension in one big gust. Exhale.
Wow.
Let all your muscles relax as you breathe out all that cosmic debris going way, way out, scattering out into the far reaches of the universe. It's all gone. Anything that remotely bothers you, you tell it to fuck off. When you breathe in, imagine the word fuck.
When you breathe out, actually is music now.
Imagine the word off.
Wow, good choice.
Breathe in. Fuck. Breathe out.
No, I didn't. Off. This music's actually in there. I was wondering
breathe
if
in,
there was going to be fuck. Music or not.
Oh,
breathe out. Off. Fuck. Off.
Yeah, what he said.
Fuck. Off. Keep going. On your own now. Whatever it was, it fucked off so far, you'll never see it again. Scared by the word fuck. A controversial word. A word that's inappropriate to say in certain situations. But not a fuckerific time like this. Say it out loud, if you feel like it. Or just comfortably say it in your mind.
There are 25 more minutes of this.
See the word.
That's incredible.
See it however you desire. As a child, you see it spelled in baby blocks. As a kid, you see it written in chalk on the classroom blackboard. As a teenager, you see it written in spray paint on the alley wall. As an adult, you see the word fuck however you wish. Maybe it's huge and made of brick. Maybe it's made of Legos. Maybe it's written in concrete. Maybe it's in Courier 12 font and boring as shit. Maybe it's written in the feathers of a dozen swans. It's your imagination. It's up to you. Try this one. Imagine it's enormous and you can climb on the letters. Climb up the F. Leap off the top and slide down the U. Fly up and land onto the C. Curl around with it and grab onto the K. Climb up and leap off onto the ground.
Beautiful.
Step back and view the word as a whole. You're on a playground, a place of your youth. Other kids join you to laugh at the word. Maybe they're kids you know. Maybe they're friends from your childhood. Maybe they're the kids from Goonies. Whatever and whomever you wish. You all gather around to laugh at the word fuck in the middle of this innocent playground. Think of the word fuck. How silly it is. Think of a time in your life when you heard someone say it, and it was funny. Think of a time you said it when you weren't supposed to. Think of a time you said it out of anger, fear, or desperation. Stress. The stress is now gone. The word is funny. What stressed you in the present time is now in the past. At this very moment in time, nothing matters. You might as well just be a stick laying in the forest. Or better yet, let's make you into a mummy.
Yeah.
Be aware of your body. Be aware of your breathing. Allow your breathing to be calm and regular. If you're laying on your back, place both your hands on your chest. Feel your heartbeat. Your heartbeat is calm and regular.
You know, it's really
keep your hands there if you
like. Really good.
That's classic mummy position. Or keep them to your side. Allow all your limbs to relax. Your right hand is gently being wrapped in bandages.
I'm pretty sure this music was
feel the bandages go around each of your fingers one by one.
Or something similar.
Across your palm. The bandages cover your right hand down to your wrist. Your hand feels warm and relaxed.
That's funny.
The bandages wrap down your arm all the way to your elbow. Your arm feels warm and relaxed. Now, let the bandages go up to the rest of your arm, to your shoulder. The bandages now wrap around your left hand, giving its warmth and comfort. Feel the bandages wrap around each individual finger, from your thumb to your pinky. The bandages wrap around the rest of your hand, your wrist, your arm, to your elbow, and eventually to your shoulder. Your left hand is now wrapped in bandages and is warm and relaxed. The bandages now wrap around your right foot, starting with the toes, down to your heel. Your right foot is now wrapped up, warm, and relaxed. The bandages move up your leg, wrapping up to your knee, and eventually to your upper thigh. Your leg is limp and still. You feel the joints in your leg loosen, and you feel that your leg is wrapped up, warm, and relaxed. Now, feel the bandages as they begin to wrap up your left leg, starting with the toes. The rest of your foot, the heel, ankle, and then they move up, wrapping your leg up to the knee, and finally to the upper thigh. The bandages are snug and comfortable. Your left leg is warm and relaxed. The bandages continue to wrap up the rest of your body, your waist, your chest, and all the way up to your neck. The bandages go around your chin, around your mouth. Your jaw hangs open slightly, loose and relaxed. The bandages cover your face, your ears, and the rest of your head. Your facial muscles are loose, and your whole body is still. You're happy and peaceful without any movement at all. These bandages give you comfort and protection from the outside world. You're a mummy. Your body is wrapped up, warm, and relaxed. This mummy is about to have a 3,000-year dream. Of course, you are dreaming of being a mummy, but the mummy is dreaming, so it's a dream within a dream. Who cares? Nothing deserves any thought. You're content without any thoughts at all. Just the feeling of your mummified body.
Very smart.
You feel light and weightless. Your body is slowly lifting off the ground. You're floating into the air. Without any care, you allow yourself to rise up, up, and up.
Isn't that Super Mario 64, this music?
Building you wish, really. It could be anything.
Sounds like it could
be. The Empire State Building, the Die Hard Building, Ganon's Tower.
Die Hard Building. Thinking of Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah.
You started on the ground floor, and you found yourself floating up through a hole in the ceiling, leading to the second floor. Each of these floors have the same hole, directly above one another, so you can ascend all the way to the top. As you keep going up, you see each floor pass by. Every time you exhale, you pass another floor. Count them as you go. Just count the floors each time you breathe out. Go ahead.
Isn't that an added stress to count the number of floors?
I don't know.
You're light like a balloon. You can do this effortlessly. What floor are you at now? Yeah, you're getting pretty high. Keep it going. How high can you get? Man, you're high. The more high you get, the more relaxed you are. Wait a minute, I don't know what you're thinking though.
Yeah.
What is this you've linked to me?
Wow, you've made it all the way to the top floor. Here comes the ceiling. Through the open hole on the roof, you can see the starry night sky with the full moon. The moon appears bright and large. It grows bigger and bigger as you float upward through the roof, leaving the building way behind. It's the gravity of the moon that's luring you towards it. Its magical quality lifting you off the shitty world that you're leaving behind.
What do you think of it so far?
It seems fairly solid. It has
I'm a believer at this point.
Oh, yes.
Of course, I've been using it for like over 5 months now.
Supernatural.
Yeah.
Maybe supranatural.
I played around with DP1.
It's appealing, and it's what dreams are made of.
It's been pretty
solid.
The
closer you get to the
core foundation since day one, the question is just the interface. The interface is so newfangled.
There!
I love how how the App Store operates, by the way. Makes everything so easy.
I was right. It's from Mario 64.
Boone, the more you become part of its majestic nature. The moon now
Mario
fills
Cage?
Your entire vision. Its surface comes closer and closer. You touch down, landing on the moon. That's right, a mummy on the moon.
Yeah.
One small step for mummy, one giant floating leap for mummy kind.
Yeah, I was going to say something like that.
You're a space mummy.
A space mummy.
Space mummies. The surface of the moon is made of marshmallow, soft and relaxing, like a comfy bed. You sink into it, just laying there, looking out at the twinkling stars.
Ooh. Not so relaxing anymore.
Outer space smiles back at you as you enjoy the serenity on the quiet surface of the moon.
Doesn't sound that quiet.
Here in outer space,
that sounds like, that's from Mega
where
Man.
Time has no meaning. In space, no one can hear you.
That's Mega Man.
And you can't hear anything else. Cause fuck it.
Yeah!
There you go. Pause for a little Mega Man break, apparently.
You can come here to the moon anytime you want. But for now, let's go somewhere even better. What could that be? Let's find out. You leave the moon, releasing yourself of its gravitational pull. You begin falling down into the void of space, light like a feather. You descend into the atmosphere of another world, sinking into its glowing aura. You fall through a layer of clouds, like dropping through a floor made of cotton. Let's start counting these cloudy floors the same way we did before when we were going up. But this time, let's count down, starting with 10. Every time you breathe out, you descend another cloud. Let's go. Number are you at now? Very cool. Keep sailing down till you reach the number 1, where a grassy field awaits you down below. Are you there yet? When you reach the bottom, you lay down on a grassy field surrounded by flowers. Blue sky, simple, serene, calm.
And
your body feels heavy as if it could keep falling. The only thing stopping it is the ground. Become aware of your body as it feels heavier.
Why is there
and
a lawnmower?
Your right arm
yeah, it's not very,
is heavy.
Stressful weaving,
you
it?
Couldn't lift that arm if you tried with all your might. Your left arm is heavy. Heavy as shit. You know what kind of shit. Your right leg is very heavy. Feel its weight sinking into the grass. Your left leg is very heavy. Heavy as a triceratops turd. Your head is very heavy, sinking back into the ground. Your whole body is heavy. You're partially sinking into the ground, leaving an imprint around yourself, sort of like a snow angel, but in the grass. Now your body presses itself into the ground so much that you start to melt, melting away all your tension. Your body flattens itself like a pancake, melting away into a formless blob. Feel yourself expand as you become one with the earth.
That reminded me of the analogy my parents used about why I shouldn't run across the street.
You ooze away. Yeah. Your body is now the consistency of water. You wash into the nearest river. Now you're flowing away, going down an endless stream.
Was that a bit of the? Who cares? Music from Battletoads,
you're one with the river, going wherever it flows.
I don't know. I know this is from like Donkey Kong Country.
Ah.
The river empties out into the ocean.
Oh no, it isn't. Okay.
The waves bounce joyously up and down. You come to a beach, where the waves crash in onto the land. As you breathe in, the water goes back into the ocean. As you breathe out, the waves crash back onto the sand. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Sounds so pretty.
In. Out. Since you're now part of the ocean, your waters wrap all around the world. Reach out and feel the endless stretch of the oceans, into rivers in South America where animals live wild and free. Animals that don't give a shit about your problems. See that jaguar? Doesn't give a shit. That anaconda playing the banjo? Doesn't give a shit. So why should you? Anywhere water touches, anywhere in the world, the apes swinging through the trees in the jungle, they don't give a shit. The sea lions, the penguins in the ice regions playing golf, they don't give a shit. Your water flows all over the world, coming in contact with all of life's species, all coexisting and enjoying freedom. You realize that you're one with the world and equal with the world. Didn't I say we were going to go someplace good? Well, we're going to go there now. And what that place is up to you, because it's yours. If you could be anywhere in the world right now, where would it be? Perhaps it's a place from your childhood. Maybe your old bedroom where you grew up. Maybe it's a roller skating rink or video arcade that you went to very often. Maybe it's a secret island that you fantasized about. Whatever you wish, you are there right now. This place exists, and it's yours to come to whenever you want. Now, Let your mind go free as you delve into your deepest subconscious. Anything that comes to mind, let it appear in this special place of yours.
Oops.
Cupcakes, dogs wearing pajamas, green hogs eating oatmeal, any random thing brings amusement. Look over there. That's a goat trying to climb a tightrope. There's a gorilla cooking on a grill. There's Yoda doing yoga. I think I see a guinea pig playing croquet with George Clooney. That's a three-toed sloth picking a three-leaf clover. That's an owl howling at Fred Flintstone. It all surrounds you. Random it comes, random it goes. You're at your most relaxed when you're accepting any thought you have. Your imagination is your greatest friend, and you're at the ultimate state of relaxation and well-being.
I think with that,
that was beautiful.
Game over.
Well played.
Perfect. So tune in next time for when we will attempt to. What the heck is this one? I think that's supposed to be Mortal Kombat 1. That's terrible.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it sounds like something.
I like that one. Goodbye.